Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Oh, my
winds are blowing. The winds are blowing this morning. Gosh, I thought we'd talk about Donald Trump and the General Assembly today as our lead story. And then this wind situation has really set us back. In fact, they've closed the federal government up in D.C. Federal workers being told not to come in to work today because some of those buildings have lost power in the D.C., Northern Virginia area. And you can imagine a lot of folks who go up there at the end of the week to do their wrap-up meetings are surprised to be showing up and nobody's there for them. So if you're one of them, call ahead before you head up to Northern Virginia. Not quite as bad, I guess, here in Central Virginia. Megan Wise is our meteorologist at NBC 12, and she, of course, has been monitoring this situation for the last several hours. Megan, give us an update. What's happening?
Hey, good morning. Winds really picked up through the overnight hours. I'm sure some of you were woken up by them. We had anywhere between 20 and 30 mile per hour winds just about all morning long, sustained in Central Virginia. We've had wind gust reports anywhere between 40 and 55 miles per hour. Now, as we go through the remainder of the morning into the afternoon, we're actually going to see our sustained winds increasing a little bit. Like currently right now in Richmond, we have a 35 mile per hour sustained wind. So it is just flat out windy today.
Yeah, I was driving in on 95 this morning, early this morning, and arrived at the studio just before 4:30. And I got to tell you, normally I can cruise along without a problem, but I had both hands on the steering wheel kind of fighting to stay in my lane because the winds were blowing me, especially when I was on a bridge over one of the rivers. Is that going to continue?
Yeah, winds mean business. They're not letting up this afternoon or this evening. So if you're doing any traveling, let's say up towards D.C., like you said, the whole town's basically shut down up there. But if you're traveling maybe 81, maybe out towards Charlottesville, they're in a high wind warning. And Northern Virginia also included in a high wind warning. Also our eastern counties out towards the coast. So they're actually going to see wind gusts exceeding 60 miles per hour at times. So that's going to, you know, disrupt some traffic, especially if you drive, you know, the big trucks out there, or really just, you know, any vehicle going around, you know, a bend on an off-ramp or the bridges, like you said, that's going to create some problems. So definitely take it easy if you're out and about today. And again, it doesn't look like winds really died down. We could see wind gusts even tomorrow morning. Not anything like we'll see today, but could gust upwards of 30 miles per hour tomorrow morning before they slowly start to diminish to just a breeze tomorrow afternoon. So it'll be here for the long haul today.
The other story, when I click on weather on the internet, it's talking about the nor'easter hitting New York. Is this interrelated with that?
Yeah, this is the system. That's what's bringing us the winds through the day today. And that is just a monster storm. They're looking at hurricane force wind warnings up towards the northeast. They're talking about snow. There's even some reports of some snow in Baltimore, some flurries flying in D.C. And we're just getting the wraparound winds, and it is just cranking.
So more than 11,000 customers now without power. That's according to Dominion Power and their website at the moment. So obviously this thing is increasing in its direct impact to people at home and in businesses. And then I saw on the monitor here that your reporters at Channel 12 reporting about trees falling into houses and in both Chesterfield and Hanover. It's just been a mess for your guys, too, out covering the news this morning.
Yeah, it was Hanover County. They had some incredible pictures they sent, and luckily all the kids are safe, but the tree fell right on the kids' bedroom. So they had the kids trapped for a while. They had to rescue them. Everyone's all good there. But certainly just these are some mean winds, and we've seen a lot of reports, and I do think those reports will continue, unfortunately, as we go through the day today, just because the winds aren't letting up. And power outages will probably continue to be likely with some tree limbs, I'm sure, falling on lines through the afternoon and evening. This will just be an ongoing issue.
Megan Wise, our meteorologist at NBC 12. You're always nice to join us, especially on a busy weather day, to give us the insight as to what's happening. And we appreciate it. And of course, I'm sure Channel 12 will cover this throughout the day. And we will, too, right here at News Radio WRVA. Thanks, Megan.
Okay, no problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.